Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening, and welcome to Healing Spirit and Beyond. I am Carrie, and I will be the only host tonight, which is kind of weird because usually it's Roxy filling in by herself. Roxy is not joining us tonight, but she is on a very well, much needed R&R getaway with her husband. So I hope they are enjoying themselves and sucking up all the nice peacefulness around them. So tonight I figured I would do something a little different, still on the same idea of what we always do on the show. But tonight I figured I would share my story of when I first had my very first experience with the spirit world. And I really hold this story, you know, near and dear to my heart, and I share it with people that I know are struggling with, you know, things in life in general, or, you know, coming out of that spiritual closet, as, you know, we put it on here. So I figured tonight would be a good night to share that, and along the way, you know, I'm going to share also different things that you can pick up on if your loved ones are around, such as, you know, the common signs of them being around, things that you can watch out for. And I'll give you some ideas of, you know, some people ask Roxy and I, you know, well, why are they still here? You know, they passed on, so why are they, you know, coming back to me, and why am I still able to pick up on things? And so I will briefly, you know, just go around and chat about that as well. I did just want to put out there that tonight I'm not going to open up for readings because I am solo, and I would just rather kind of take this opportunity to tell this story, and, you know, hopefully it'll help out, you know, someone else. But if you do have a question about this subject, I am here. Chat room is open. I am can't guarantee that I'm going to be able to bounce back and forth, but it is open. It is there. If I don't get to your questions, I will definitely see them, and I will, you know, I can post the response on our Facebook page, which is Healing Spirit and Beyond. So definitely watch out for that. So let's get to it. So like I said, I wanted to share, you know, the story of my first experience with the spirit world, and, you know, how that affected my life and how I was able to learn from that and how I'm still learning from that. It's an amazing story, you know, through my eyes. And when I tell people about it, you know, they're like, they can kind of join in on that talk because they have had something similar happen to them as well, but, you know, kind of hiding it because, you know, at that age, at 6 years old, you know, some people always were like, oh, my kids have imaginary friends. But thankfully, on my growing up, you know, I had my grandmother that was very in tune herself and, you know, had the ability to be able to contact the spirits and stuff like that as well. So when I was, I'm going to go around, it's about 6 years old. So I was staying at my grandmother's, which was not anything out of the ordinary. I, you know, would always stay there. But the property was set up as there was two farmhouses on this property, and, you know, one was my grandparents, and then one was my great-grandparents, which was just across the driveway. So my grandparents' house, there was a big picture window, and one night all this commotion just started, and I remember jumping up and staring out this big picture window and seeing the ambulance and cops flying into the driveway, not knowing what was going on. you know, and then it seemed like hours and hours have gone by as I was standing there, and I'm sure it was probably only a few minutes, but they were wheeling my great-grandfather out of the house. Very, very briefly, I got to see him being brought into the ambulance. So later that night, unfortunately, when my grandmother came home, she had to break the news that my great-grandfather, which I was extremely close to, we even shared the same birthday, had passed. So at 6 years old, you don't really know how to take that in, and I was asking a lot of questions, and my grandmother was very open to it in explaining, you know, what happened, and, you know, that he's not going to be here anymore, you know, I can't go over, and he's not going to be, you know, just sitting there. So after all of the calling hours and, you know, such has happened, it was probably about a week after his passing. Once again, I was staying at my grandparents' house, and I was laying on the floor, and all of a sudden, the rocking chair in my grandmother's living room started going by itself. Nobody else was around. It was just my grandmother and myself in the living room, and she so casually, and I just remember that she was just so open with it, and she kind of sits up on the couch, and she looks over at the rocking chair, and she says, "Hi, Dad," and it was just so natural to her, and it was just as if he truly was sitting there like a couple weeks previous. So me, of course, not understanding, I just kind of sit back, and I'm like, okay, not understanding why this rocking chair is moving, not understanding why my grandmother still thinks it's her dad. So as the weeks started going on, more things started happening. The front door came flying open as we were all sitting down for dinner one night. There was no wind, nothing else around, you know, to be able to push that door open as it did. We would have the lights turning off and on. You know, the TV would start doing the same thing. And then there was the cologne. We could smell his cologne through the whole house. His tobacco pipe started going through the whole house. So we got to the point where I was just getting more and more curious on, you know, why it was I was able to pick up on his things, see, you know, different things happening. And then I started seeing him walking around in the dining room or in the kitchen, going room to room. So when I asked my grandmother, I just remember she was so, you know, just so open-minded. And, you know, I'm like, why is Grandpa still here if, you know, he passed away? And she was like, well, people pass away, they can still be here with us. So I was really confused on that at 6 years old. I'm like, no, they can't. I don't get it. So she, you know, explained how she was able to see him and that, you know, obviously it was passed on to me and I was able to see him as well. So as the years have gone on, you know, things are developing more and more, and I truly feel that I have a lot of it I owe to him because he, you know, he just kind of helped me along and helped me be able to learn more and see things that other people weren't seeing. And, you know, it was a comfort knowing that somebody I was so extremely close to was still there and I could still you know, walk into the house and still smell his pipe or, you know, see the chair and just ever so slightly rocking back and forth. So it started getting more and more of, like, you know, people that didn't know him would come into the house, and when nobody else was around, they're like, you know, I'm smelling men's cologne or I'm smelling a tobacco pipe and nobody else is here. And, you know, my grandmother and my grandfather would just be like, oh, that's George, you know, he's always here. And and of course, people that didn't understand that were kind of taken like, okay, what the heck are you talking about? So of course, when you start getting into like the teenage and the life of being that 13 and you want to fit in with everybody, I started putting it kind of behind me and not wanting anybody to really know what I could do. I was very open to it with my grandmother, always was. So when I was around her, it was fine. You know, I had nothing to hide and I didn't have to feel like I was ashamed. So I started seeing him not just at my grandmother's anymore. I started seeing him places that I was going, places that I lived. And then when I was able to, get a vehicle and drive, I would drive by the property, and, he would be sitting up on the hill but next to his old working bench. And so he pretty much, I just felt like, it didn't matter what was going on in my life. I could always turn to him, and I could always know that he was going to be there and he was going to help me through. And to this day, I'm still extremely grateful for that. And I think a lot of people, are so quick to judge that when their kids are growing up and they're seeing things like this, they don't have someone to turn to that is going to be totally open-minded and totally understands on, what your child is seeing. And, like I said, when I would turn around and tell my grandmother that I'm seeing my great-grandfather walking around in the house, it wasn't, quick to shut those down, shut those thoughts down on me and be like, it's really not, and it's just your imagination, it's running wild, or, the imaginary friend. So I was extremely thankful to be in a family like that and, having her to guide me through and have him to guide me through. So I was guided on both ends, in the spirit world and earthbound. And, how lucky am I to be able to have that? So I really feel that when I see children, and, Roxy and I talked about this before about children being on our tours, how open-minded they are and how pure they are. And when parents engage in that and they're like, okay, I believe you. I really do think that you're seeing these things instead of, the imaginary friend thing. So as I was getting into adult life, things started happening and I got really sick. And, my grandfather was still right there with me. I rolled over in my hospital bed and he was sitting in the chair next to my hospital bed, which, I'm like, okay, I'm in the hospital. I don't feel good. I'm on medication. I am seeing things. And I tell people, I'm like, right up until the age really of like 23, 25 years old, I still truly felt, things are just running through my head. I have all these thoughts and, I hear things and I see things, but I just must be like thinking of them so much that I'm thinking that they're real and I'm making them up. And it took me a really long time, up to about 5 years ago, to talk myself down off of that and be like, he's guiding you through and he's telling you this for a reason, and, open to it. And it's not just voices that you're hearing that you think are fake. You're really hearing these voices, and, the messages are really true. So we always have people always asking us what it is that they should be looking out for. We could tell you, to we're blue in the face, different things that you should be looking out for. And it really is all up to you and up to them on what you should be looking out for. Everybody is different. Everybody's going to receive messages differently, and they're going to receive their signs differently. For me, with my grandfather, he disappeared. And that developed over the years, so it got very strong. So now, if he doesn't appear in front of me, he will appear in my dream. And I get a lot of messages. He was the one that actually told me the night before my grandmother got sick that she was going to be sick. And then the next day, I get a really terrifying phone call that she was sick. So the more you open to it and the more you let them stay in your life and be active in your life and help you guys, guide you through your journey, they really are going to help you. Some of the common signs, you're getting the dreams, and in the dreams you're seeing them as, clear as day, and whether they're talking to you or they're just standing there looking at you, or, it seems like a one-way conversation, they're talking but you can't seem to talk, that is truly a visitation from them. They are visiting you in your dreams. It's not, it's not one of these dreams where, you're falling asleep and you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, I was chased by dragons. It's on a whole new level. It's on the level of them being able to visit you through your dreams without absolutely startling you. And, you know, that also develops after time when you get more open to it and you're more, you know, okay with their visits. That also gets stronger. Everything gets stronger with time. And, you know, the other thing is picking up on their voice. Whether it's, you know, you're in a crowd and you could sworn that you heard your grandfather's voice, or, you know, through the phone, somebody else that you're talking to sounded like them, through the radio, just standing there alone and you hear their voice in your head. Again, it's not all just, you know, you missing them so much and thinking, you know, you're just hearing it because, you know, you're pain or you're missing them. So, you know, you're thinking back to all these things and, you know, you're generating this. In a way, you are generating it because it's your energy going into them. So I can remember, you know, after my grandmother passed, that there were times when I could still hear her laughing. And there were people on the street that, you know, would say something, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it sounds like her. You know, when my niece started talking, the way that my niece would say hello, you know, sounded just like the way that my grandmother talked. And so it's just different things like that that they will do to prove to you that they are there. And, you know, and as we're, like, talking about the whole using the voice thing, you know, have you ever, like, walked down the street or been in that crowd or grocery store, whatever it may be, and you look at somebody real quick and you're like, oh, my gosh, that looks just like my uncle, but it can't be because he passed. Well, there is a way that they're able to do that. They can use the, you know, I hate to say power because it's not power, but they can use their energy, and it is like power because it's so powerful, to kind of give you that split second of seeing their face. I know it's definitely happened to myself. It's happened to my husband on a few occasions. And it's all within seconds. You know, you get like a 5-second window that you're looking real quick and then you take that second look and you're seeing them. So visually, you are able to see them. Another way is, you know, obviously them showing themselves to you, standing in front of you. And I'm not going to lie, that is very startling when you see a loved one that has passed is now, you know, standing in front of you, whether it's, you know, you look up from doing something or, you know, I've been passed out and I felt something, you know, nudging me and I you know, roll over in bed and there my grandmother is looking down at me, not saying anything, just looking at me. So there, you know, there's so many ways of getting that and, you know, looking at what signs you can get. And you really, it really is how you take it, how open you are, what you're willing to receive, what you're willing not to receive. You know, if you are, you know, you're not ready to see them. And, you know, you put that out there. You're putting that energy out there. Even if you don't say it, but you're thinking it, you're putting that energy out there. So that won't happen because they don't want to startle you. And that's not their purpose. Their purpose is to help you along, you know, whatever situation it may be that you're trying to cope with, and whether that's their loss or life in general. You know, and we got on the whole, you know, smelling things and perfumes, colognes, shampoos, smoking pipes. And if they're a smoker, maybe, you know, you can smell a cigarette being burnt. Any kind of scent that reminds you of a loved one. And, you know, all of a sudden you're getting that quick smell of it. Don't think twice. Don't be like, okay, somebody must have went by and wearing the same perfume that, you know, my aunt wears, or, you know, smoking a cigarette. And you know that nobody walked by you smoking that cigarette, or a female did not go by you with that perfume on. But you're always, like, so quick to be, like, thinking of another reason of why you are smelling that smell. That smell that is comforting to you and familiar to you. So don't dismiss it. Don't judge it to be something that it's not. Let it be. Keep a very open mind and just let it be. Let them come through and let them show you what they need to show you. A few other ones, you know, that we talk about on this show almost weekly, just about weekly. You know, whether it's seeing a cloud that's the shape of a heart, the clouds and the rain and the rainbow and birds and dragonflies and ladybugs and coins. You know, a lot of people get coins and, you know, different numbers and sayings and songs. And the list is just really endless. It all goes back to you and that spirit of, you know, something that mattered to you guys. You know, I know it's my grandmother. It's her and I would go back and forth about pink flamingos. I absolutely just, my personal, you know, do not like pink flamingos. I don't like them in my yard. I don't like the decorations. And she loved them. So her and I would go back and forth on pink flamingos. When she passed, that became a sign for me. When I would receive them, when I would, you know, be on a back road and all of a sudden there's a pink flamingo just out of nowhere, you know, I thank her for that because that's a sign from her. And a lot of the time with my great-grandfather, you know, his sign is always seems like that he always wants to deliver for the number 18, which is, you know, the date of our birthday. So whenever I see that number, I always know, you know he's around. Or when I'm smelling that pipe, like, really quick, it's like, you know, like I said, it's like a second, you know, you got seconds to be able to smell that. And, you know, I know he's there. And I know that he's preparing me for something, and he's going to be showing me something that I need to know. So I always keep an open mind that, you know, his visit's coming. So the other thing that we get a lot is, how do I know that the sign is for me? Well, the sign is going to be for you if you truly feel that that sign is for you. You know, if you had a thing with, you know, your mom, red roses, and then all of a sudden her passing, everywhere you see red roses. Out of the normal, you're seeing these red roses. That is your sign. She is giving you that. So, you know, like I said, embrace it and take it in. The other thing, you know, is, you know, why are loved ones coming back? Why is it that they pass, but they're coming back here and they're not staying where, you know, in the spirit world and not here, and why they keep visiting? A lot of it is some people actually block spirit with their grieving. If you are grieving so much of the spirit, it can really block them to want to stay with you and not, you know, stay in the spirit world. And they have free will. They can be there. They can be here. And, you know, we've come across people that, you know, fully want their family or friends, whatever it may be, in their life, even in spirit form. And then we come across other ones where they're like, okay, they're there, that's good, they need to stay there. You know, and it could be they're coming back here to guide you through, to help you on your journey and make sure that you're staying on track and not, you know, veering off to a dead end somewhere. You know, helping you through that grieving process, helping another family member to make sure that, you know, they're not going to end up in the spirit world when they should be here making right. And again, it's an endless list. It really depends on your situation, your family situation, and their situation, and what is going on at that point in time of their death. So, as far, you know, with my grandfather, my great-grandfather and his passing, he really became a guide for me. And I truly feel like learning all of it now, that was already set up. He was already supposed to be a guide for me when it was his time to go. And I, you know, there's still things that to this day will trigger the memory of the night of his passing. And I think that's just kind of, for me, to remind me of how quick things change in life. And, you know, you're not promised tomorrow. You know, live today for the fullest. You know, when I was standing there at six years old, I never would have thought that, you know, years and years later, that I would be sitting here and being able to talk to spirits and see ghosts and, you know, help out other people on the other side and help out people on this side for the people on the other side. And I really feel that when you are a child or an adult, you know, whatever it may be, and you have that story of where it all started, you are living that story your whole life. You know, that story happened for a reason. That event happened for a reason. And, you know, I was at my grandparents' house that night for a reason. And, you know, it was a school night, so I shouldn't have been there that night. And I can't recall what I was, but I was because I was supposed to be. And I just remember, you know, I didn't see anything bad that night. I really didn't, and I, you know, I'm thankful for that, and it was set up that way. But he came back to make sure that we were okay, to make sure my grandmother was okay, and he guided her through. You know, she would talk about visits that she had with him, you know, years after his passing. And slowly I was like, you know, I saw him here, or, you know, in the dream, talking about him coming through and what message he had to bring. And it could have been a personal message just for myself. Sometimes it was a message on other family members' health. He actually came through and prepared me when I found out my niece, you know, was going to be coming. When my brother found out that they were pregnant, and all of that came through. And you kind of on that learning curve of, okay, I have all of, you know, this information. What do I do with it now? Well, Roxy and I talk a lot about keeping a journal. So what I would do is take all this information from your guide, from a family member, you know, whatever it may be that's visiting you, take all that information, put it in your journal, write it down, date it, and, you know, make sure you write down who it was that came to, you know, deliver this message to you, and just put it away. You know, if it doesn't mean anything to you today, it's going to mean something to you down the road. It may not be in a week. It may not be in 2 weeks. It could be months. It could be a year. But they gave you that message now to prepare you. So it's, just make sure you write that down. And, you know, like I said, you really push on keeping that journal on here. And you will be amazed on when you look back and you're like, okay, so, you know, March 16th, I have this dream, and this is what happened in this dream. So here we are a year later, and I understand why now. So I'm not saying that whenever anybody passes, they instantly become one of your guides. But in a sort of a form, they kind of are your guide, as far as making sure that you're going to come through the situation, that you're going to grow after the situation, and that you're going to learn something from the situation. So those are the three things that I really feel that when someone passes, that you are taking away from that passing. And don't forget, you know, when someone passes, it's their shell that is really passing. Their spirit is still there, and it's still with you. And, you know, they're always going to be there for you, and they're always going to help you along that journey and make sure that everything's going to be okay and that you're doing what you're supposed to do. So, you know, like I was saying with being in the hospital and having him come through, was a really big confirmation for me that night. You know, not only was I sick and I was in the hospital, but previous, you know, to that by years, you know, like 3-4 years previous, you know, we lost a pregnancy. And, you know, through that situation of being in the hospital, your emotions get higher and all of it will, you know, trigger energy, and it will trigger people coming forward to you. So as I was turning to look at him, he was rocking a baby back and forth. And, excuse me, as he was rocking this baby, it took me like a good few minutes to be able to realize, you know, that, that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a dream, and I wasn't thinking that, you know, my first thought was, okay, somebody's in my room sitting there with baby, and why are they here? What are they doing here? So when he showed me, you know, who he was holding that baby, and he let me know that the baby was okay and that, you know, that he had our baby. So that is like a perfect example of what the spirit world does for you. You know, the child passes and the family on the other side already knows this child and already knew what the child's journey was going to be. So they take over parenting for you. And what better way to, you know, have your loved ones that are on the other side to come through and take care of your loved ones that are passing now. So it all comes, you know, it all just comes down. Everything works in stages. And it's like coming down big steps or going up big staircase. And everything comes down for a reason. Every step you take, every hill you come down or every hill you go up, when you reach your point, it just starts a whole new journey. So when I was able to let that go, that, you know, my child wasn't just alone and with people that, you know, he didn't know, that he was with his great-grandfather and that everything was going to be okay because, you know, he's there and he's taking care of things and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. So that was a learning curve for me. I could now start the next phase of my life on what I needed to do. So I am able to take all of this from one spirit and learn from it. And I learn from it every day. And I get to share it with people and be like, you know what? I know you lost that child, and I know, you know, it hurts and it's going to hurt, but time will heal. And to know that your family on the other side is going to take that child and they're going to help that child through its journey, it's relieving. And it feels good to know that that's all taken care of for you. But you don't have to worry about that. And you can move on to your next phase. So when I can look at someone like that and share that with them and let them know that, you know, I've been through it and I know what you're talking about and I know how you're feeling. And that goes, you know, not just a child, but it goes for anybody. It goes, you know, even when my grandmother passed, I was happy to know that her parents were there to meet her. And, you know, take her in and show her, you know, what she needs to be doing. And, you know, now I still have her and she's guiding me through what I need to go through now. So I really like to take the small little personal stories that I have and I like sharing them and I like to let people know, you know, this is how it worked for me and this is what happened when I opened up and was able to let them come through and let them be part of my life. For so long, I had such a wall up, but it didn't matter how, you know, much I built that wall up and how strong it was, he was always able to come through. Thankfully, he was that stubborn to be able to come through and, you know, make sure he was getting me to where I need to go. I also feel like in one way or another, you know, I look back and I'm like, did I miss out on something because I wasn't open to it? Yes and no. And, you know, yes, because that's how I think, and no, because obviously I didn't do it for a reason. So when, you know, we have people that are asking and they're like, people, you know, they're here, and I've already said what I need to say, and I don't feel like I have anything else to say to them, and, you know, why are they still here? Why can I still smell their perfume? Or, you know, why am I finding all these pennies all over my house? Because they're feeling that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know, whether that's going through the grieving process, and everybody has to grieve. And I, you know, fully urge everybody that's going through, you know, the process of a loved one passing to grieve them, because it's cleansing and it's going to be so helpful, you know, when the process is done. I don't ever want people to, you know, push away their loved ones that are in the spirit world, because it's not fair to you and it's not fair to them. And they are coming forward to you because they need to help you. Whether you know it or not, they need to help you, and they're there to help you. You know, and if you're not ready to, you know, receive the signs that you're getting, ask them politely, you know, give me time, let me process this, and, you know, when I'm ready, I will come forward and let you know. But, you know, please don't ever push them to the point where, you know, they feel that you're not wanting them to be part of your life anymore, because you surely wouldn't do that if they were, you know, still here on earth standing in front of you. So take that, you know, as it comes to you, take it how you feel is fit for you. You know, obviously if your child is, you know, 6, 7 years old and not understanding all this, and you have a family member that is coming to your child, and, you know, whether it's seeing them on the playground and your child's coming home and talking about it, if you don't feel comfortable with your child talking about that, you know, ask, you know, tell your child, let's just keep this for, you know, at home, and we will talk about it at home together. But be very open with them at home, and make sure that they know that it's okay that, you know, they saw Grandpa out on the swing set with them, and, you know, it's okay that he's coming and visiting them. He's coming and visiting them because it's his grandchild, and, you know, they still love on the other side just as they loved on this side, and we can't take that away from them. We can't take anybody's love away. So, you know, embrace that, and like I said, if you're not ready for those signs and you're not ready to, you know, receive the messages that they're bringing forward, whether you want to verbally say it or think it or write it down, just either way, just let them know that it's not that they're not wanted. It's not that you don't want them there, you know, leaving those feathers behind or, you know, playing that song, but it's that you're not ready for that step, and that you have to prepare yourself for that step. And believe me, they know when you're ready, and, you know, they will come when they know that you're ready. But if you still feel that you're not ready, then just put it out there. Put it out to them and put it out to the universe that you still need your time. You know, there are times as I was, you know, growing up, and I was still getting that way of, you know, a loved one passing, and I'm like, oh, are they going to come? And I really don't want them to. And, you know, that's just how it works. You know, you put it out there, and I didn't see them until I was ready to see them. You know, when my grandmother passed 4 years ago, I wasn't ready to see her right off, and I wasn't ready to get the messages from her immediately. That's, you know, my grieving process, and that's how I was thinking at that point in time, was I'm not ready for this. I don't want it to be so real right now. And that's what a lot of it boils down to, is taking in that it's real and it really did happen. And, you know, they're not physically here with us anymore. You know, how can you still go up and give that hug? Well, there's other ways of communicating. We talk about it on here all the time. So, you know, when you are ready, they are going to be ready. But make sure that you don't just shut that door and forget about it. Don't shut that door at all. Leave it open. Let those signs come through. And if they're still, you know, dropping those feathers, you know, that's okay. It's okay. Let them do that, because that's also comforting them on that side, that they're still able to show you that love. And if you're not ready for, you know, hearing their voice, seeing that visual of them, you know, getting those dreams of them coming and talking to you, you know, of, you know, that's what we like to call the, you know, heaven phone, is through your dreams, is being able to get that one-on-one conversation. If you're not open to those and you're not ready for them right now, let them know that, you know, put it out there right out straight. And if you have a guide and you've connected with that guide and you know, that you're okay and you're on a level where you're okay with communicating with that guide, then let them know that you're coming to grips with the situation and that you're coming to learn all of the situation that have calmed down, and that you're going to learn, you know, what your signs are, what their signs are, and how to take it all in, but you're just not going to do it at this moment. So as far as the sign, like, I don't want to sound like a broken record, because like I said, you know, we talk about signs on here so, so much, and, you know, everyone's like, well, I had a friend that got a feather, and that's her sign. Why haven't I gotten a feather yet? Oh, because it's not your sign. It's not what they're going to give you for your sign. You know, your sign is something different, and you're the only one that's going to pick up on that, and you're the only one that's going to recognize what that sign is. So if you're anxious and trying to find that sign, and you're ready for it, but it's just not coming, and you're like, okay, well, you know, they must have passed over. They don't want anything to do with me anymore. What am I supposed to do now? Well, that really is not the case. It's not the case at all. Unfortunately, when you want for so, so much that all you want is that one little sign, whether, you know, it's that dream, it's the coin, it's the flower, the ladybug, you know, whatever it may be that you're asking for, and make sure you ask them. Be like, show me a sign by, you know, giving me a rainbow. When I see a rainbow, I'm going to know that that's you. Make sure you put it out there. But when you're on such a level of all you're doing is hoping for every single day, unfortunately, you're putting up a block, because you want it so bad. So you're blocking yourself from being able to actually see it, because you're not watching for it. You're watching for everything else but that. And, you know, we've had people that have talked about that before. You know, they're like, you know, I didn't think I was getting any more signs from my mom, and, you know, I didn't think she wanted to talk to me anymore. So, you know what? I said the heck with it, and, you know, she went on the other side, and she's doing whatever over there. And then all of a sudden, it was, I finally got my sign. I got the dragonfly sitting on my shoulder while I was outside, and that's what I was asking her for. So as soon as you let that wall down, and as soon as you, you know, cleared your mind and cleared all the clutter of wanting so much, you were able to give it to yourself. You were able to let yourself receive that sign. And that is a big thing for people that are wanting so much, is to, you know, really open that up and letting that come through, but letting it come through on their terms and on their time. You know, and I think we've all gone through that. I definitely think that we've gone through the, I need a sign right now from you. You know, you just passed. I need to know right now, you know, whatever it may be. You know, where did you go, or, you know, where did you leave the key to the truck, or, you know, whatever it may be. Put it out there to them. Put it out there to the universe and just let it be. Let them take over from there. You have put it out there and you have agreed to accept you are going to receive back from that. So put it out there to them and just, I don't want to say totally forget about it, but just put it aside and time to forget about it, because when it happens, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I was waiting for. That's exactly the sign that I was waiting to hear. And whether it's that you were cleaning out an old box and all of a sudden that key appeared where that key shouldn't have been anywhere. So it just makes sense. If you don't want the signs, or if you do want the signs, you know, your guides are there to help you with that. Put it up to the universe. Put that, you know, what you want and what you don't want out there. And it all comes back and it all helps you in the long run. And, you know, we, like I said, we talk about that of, you know, putting things that you need ahead of things that you want. So, you know, I also had to come to terms with that. I also had to learn that, you know, I always wanted to hear from, you know, certain spirits, and I wanted to right now, but it's not what I needed. It's not what I needed at that point in time. You know, if a different spirit came through, or if a guide came through to give me a totally opposite message, it's because I needed that at that moment. It's not that I wanted that at that moment. So I kind of just bounced around here tonight and kind of just, like, you know, put out that whole chit-chat thing and talked and kind of probably rambled on tonight without Roxy. She really is my sidekick, so when she comes back, all things will return to normal. So next week, I will just give you a little bit. For next week, we are doing a special show. I know we're not releasing what the show is yet, but I'm just letting all of our listeners know that we do have a special show next week. So you are going to want to grab that cup of tea or whatever it may be, curl up at 8 p.m. and join us again next week for that show. We will be releasing it probably Monday night on what the show is. And so definitely stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss it. It will be an interesting show. So with that in mind, I would also like to touch base just quickly on a few things. We have been getting things about the whole bullying, when we talked about bullying on the show last week. We had a lot of people commenting on, you know, they were thankful for that show, and they were happy that we did it, and that, you know, somebody was offering up that no judgment free zone to them. And, you know, as always, it's never judgment with us. We are always open to having anyone come through and having people talk with us about, you know, situations that are going on with you, or situations that are going on in general in you know, your house or your life. We had a few people on last week that I was able to talk with that were going through situations of bullying, and, you know, my heart really went out to them, and I really held space for them, and I hope things cleared up and that they were able to start the process of overcoming that, you know, situation up there. And I'm not going to go into detail on their story because that's very personal. Excuse me. But like I said, I just want to put it out there that it wasn't something that we just threw in there last week and was like, hey, let's just put this out there for this week. That stands for us all the time. it doesn't matter, you know, what's going on. If you have a situation, whether it's bullying or, you know, you're feeling uncomfortable with things that are going on in your life, whether it's spiritual or just life in general, please, you know, feel free. Like I said, you know, you're able to reach us anywhere on the internet. You know, you can come through here and reach us. There's our Facebook page, and that's Healing Spirit and Beyond. And we're always open on there. You know, we check that daily, if not hourly sometimes. So if you ever need that judgment-free, and you just want to talk, and you don't even need anybody to, you know, really give the advice or, you know, lecture you or whatever it may be that people are giving you, and you just want to vent and you want to talk and you want to release that negative energy that is holding you back, you know, we are totally open to being your ear and, you know, helping you through that situation. So definitely, you know, remember that. Even if it's 2 a.m. and you're just thinking about it at that point in time, send it to us. And we promise that, you know, we will get right on it and we will get right back to you about that. You know, I'm so strong on the whole bullying thing, and I'm really glad that it was able to reach out to people who needed us, and hopefully it still continues to do so. You know, when people ask, you know, well, what's your radio show about? You know, is it just about ghosts? Well, no, it's not about ghosts. We really touch on everything. We touch on life in general and, you know, everything from the spirit world all the way to, you know, such things as food and, you know, everything between of the bullying and, you know, how to be confident. And I just really feel that we have been reaching so many people through a lot of the talks that we do on here. And I'm very thankful that we have that opportunity. Also, we are always open to show ideas. If anybody has a show idea, please send it our way. We are open to them. And also, I know we were probably going to be gearing up for another Q&A, I would think, beginning of September or so, depending on scheduling. So get those questions into us. It doesn't matter what the question is. You know, if it's something that, you know, we've already discussed on the show, but you feel, you know, you missed it, just send it to us. Let us know. You know, we'll put things together and we'll do another show. And, you know, we always invite callers during the show to ask us questions as well. So keep that in mind. Send the show ideas, and you can do that all right through the Facebook page, Healing Spirit and Beyond. And since we're talking about that Facebook page, I will be starting the posting of cards again. So if you have a deck that you know that we've used here on the show, or, you know, you have had Roxy do it for you previously, let us know, and, you know, we can pull a card for you at that point in time. So I think I have done a lot of rambling, and I hope just for a rainy Tuesday night chit-chat show that it's okay that I came on and just rambled. We didn't want to leave you guys hanging without a show tonight, and I wasn't going to do it solo, but I decided, you know, if Roxy can do it, I can do it too. So, you know, next week, like I said, tune back in and watch for that announcement on our special show for next week. You know, and like I said, the spirit world, it's open 24/7. Talk with them, reach out to them, do what you feel is comfortable. You know, and if you have a story from when you were, you know, growing up that a loved one has passed, you know, and you want to share it, we're totally open to that. Come and share it with us. We always like hearing everybody else's stories. You know, and last week we touched base on animal spirits. And, you know, I just want to put that out there as well, that if your story is about, you know, losing a dog, but, you know, they came back, share that with us too. We would love to hear that. Because, you know, everybody's interested in that, and everybody, you know, wants to know that their beloved pet has gone on across that bridge and is having just as much fun over there as they were here. So, before I close out tonight, I just want to say, just be kind to one another. Make that chain effect. Let it happen. There's a lot of hurt and pain going on in this world. And, you know, everybody's feeling it. Everybody is feeling it. So if we can get that ripple effect going of that healing and that love and showing, you know, not just Mother Nature, showing everybody in general, humans, you know, mankind, just showing them that there are so good people, you know, maybe we can get this world back on its feet and let some healing start. So, you know, all it takes is just one simple thing for you to do, whether that's, you know, if you're having a bad day and you just look up and you just smile at somebody, they may have been having a bad day until you, you know, you smiled, and they're going to pass that on to somebody else. So, you know, make sure that you're always wearing that smile and that you're always going to be like someone. You never know, you know, what their day is bringing, what their life is, you know, bringing to them. You know, everybody's walking their own journey, and, you know, sometimes we're too quick to judge on, you know, someone's journey, and we're not walking it. They are. So we don't know how they're feeling and what they're going through. So be kind, spread love, spread happiness, get that chain effect going, and we will talk with you guys next week. Keep posted, keep watching. Like I said, I will be posting a card poll for tomorrow, and send us those questions, send us those show ideas. We're open to it all. And for everybody that sat through the past hour and listened to me ramble and probably sound like a broken record because it's stuff that we've already talked about, thank you. And we love all our listeners. We love everybody that comes and joins us. It really brings us happiness and makes us feel good that we're reaching out to people. So I will stop rambling and let you guys get on with your night. And we will talk with everybody next week. Bye. Have a nice week. Thank you.